but went on the attack to eliminate Laurent Blanc's stronger Paris Saint-Germain. Circumstances forced Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool to choose another approach to beat a superior Borussia Dortmund side in the Europa League quarterfinals. Twice, Liverpool found themselves lagging behind by an almost hopeless margin, 2-0 and 3-1, at Anfield, only to pull out all the stops in an all-or-nothing offensive. Under constant attack, by a Liverpool team fired by boundless energy and a never-say-die mindset, the Germans found themselves 4-3 down deep into injury time. Without denying Liverpool's obvious achievement, it was no less Borussia Dortmund's fault for allowing the English side to wreak unbridled havoc. By failing to finish them off by scoring more goals or by slowing the pace down to frustrate the other side, they allowed themselves to be drawn into an open game and simply forgot to close it down. There were no minor infringements by the German side, no time-wasting or silly tricks at the corner flag, no one rolling about theatrically on the ground. Those kinds of tactics may not be fun to watch, but after all, there's a Europa League semi-final at stake, and that's as good an excuse as any. To allow yourself to be drawn into an English game against an English side is asking for trouble. And in this case, the result was defeat and elimination. I find it fascinating to watch teams stretch themselves to their maximum potential. Atletico Madrid are a great example. They may not be the best players individually, but they manage to go deeper than other teams and to play with more